Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, will join us in about 15 minutes from right now. Get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons right now. Look ahead to the Colts game on Sunday in Berlin with him. And I mean, there's so much happened this week in the NFL between injuries and trades and big wins and all kinds of stuff. So we'll do our best to get to as much of that as we can with Mark in about 15 minutes. The AMA, as always, to wrap things up at 140. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute.
We were just, me and you were just talking about this in the break because obviously the college football, whatever, comes out yesterday. Like, Georgia Tech ranked as low as they were.
Yeah.
Little surprise. I was a little surprised that they were, what, 18?
Mm-hmm, 17.
17. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, you know, I know they had the loss this past weekend.
They're
against
They're the
NC
lowest
State.
Ranked one loss.
Yeah, and that kind of surprised me, but it didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff is, and it's not just them, it's any team that's beaten Clemson now. It's just like, that just washes away everything as far as the whole Clemson thing. But is SMU in it?
SMU in terms of the rankings?
They're not in. Okay, no, thanks, Dave. Because I was looking. I was like, damn, they beat
They've
Miami.
They've got three losses.
Oh, okay. Because the highest ranked three-loss team is Tennessee.
The only ranked three-loss team
is Tennessee. And they're
25th.
And I saw Washington got it at 23.
Yeah, they snuck us one up from the AP poll, so we're 23. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to spice it up a little bit when Oregon and Washington play in a month.
Uh-huh.
So if they start Washington at 23, they got Wisconsin, who sucked.
They tried to spice it up this week by ranking Iowa.
Yeah, they're trying to gas up some of these Big Ten teams by ranking some of the lower end, not lower end, but like kind of middle of the pack Big Ten teams. Look, man, I'm not saying like Iowa's a playoff team or anything like that.
But they make you want to see it.
They suck to play.
Yes.
And Oregon's going there this weekend, and like, I don't know, Oregon's best win is probably Northwestern, right? Because that win over Penn State doesn't look like anything now. And like, that was an overtime.
Two teams in the country right now who beating them doesn't have the appeal that it had when you first beat them. It's Clemson and Penn State.
It is.
Yeah. And Florida State, obviously.
And Florida State.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, when you're talking about you beat those teams, it's just really.
They play this week.
I know.
Florida State and who? Clemson?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Who would have known? Clemson's lost six home games in a row? There's no way. They lost six conference road games?
Conference or home games?
Home games.
Okay, I can see that.
Like, damn.
I mean, I know they made the playoff last year, but like even last year was a struggle at times. Nothing like this. I mean, is.
But they're, I don't know, man.
Unprecedented.
There's no way you were told me they've been this bad.
Nope.
There's no freaking way.
I picked them to win the national championship.
No freaking way.
I picked them to win the national championship and Klubnik to win the Heisman.
There's no freaking way.
Yeah, I was sure they were going to be great. And I thought, I don't know, I don't think we picked who they would play, but you could have talked me into them playing Penn State. Like, those were the teams that checked all of the traditional boxes, right? Like, years last year brought everybody back, coaches that had, well, Franklin not, but he won two playoff games last year. Coach in Dabo that's done it before, he knows how to do it.
Is Dabo crazy going into next season on the hot seat?
I think so.
Whoa.
I think we're getting to that
point. Whoa.
Yeah, I think we're getting to that point, which is crazy to say.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, because if it's like this again, you know, then that's a number of years in a row where it's kind of going in the wrong direction.
Right.
You know?
Damn.
It doesn't seem crazy to say, right?
Yeah, it does.
But that's what it is. Like, you can win your way out of anything. And you can, doesn't matter how much winning you've done, you can lose your way into the bad graces.
Devil's head, I guess you guys don't like going to bowl games.
Well, they might not go to one this year. You know?
Yeah, I guess you guys don't like going to bowl games.
But that's the other thing about Dabo, though, too, though, is he adds fuel to the fire by talking.
Yes.
Like, like Gundy wouldn't have got fired as fast as he did if he wasn't such a loudmouth.
I agree with that.
Like, Dabo just brings extra weird to the party.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he said after the game on Saturday, I might get get fired today.
He went scorched earth on the damn referees.
He went scorched earth on the referees. He was yelling at the fans earlier in the year. Like,
Where's my boy Tyler? Was it Tyler from Spartanburg?
He's laughing his way. Laughing his way to the coach's show every week. But, you know, they don't take phone calls anymore.
I told you.
Dude, phone calls on coaches' shows are a disaster.
They're a disaster. And I did a call show. When I was in Miami, it was sponsored by Hooters. It was a Tuesday night gig and every time. And everything would be fine until it wouldn't be. And you know me. I'd be at Hooters and we talking and drinking beers. And it's a call-in show. And that one dude, I'll never forget, Edgar from Hialeah called. Man. It was last day of calls. That's last day of calls, man.
This is why.
Because I went off on Edgar. Edgar was like, why don't you tell the truth, Randy, and say that you and the quarterback suck? All right? And I was like, boy.
It had to be calling, right?
Oh, yeah, that was in person. Okay. Yeah, it was calling. Oh, no, it wasn't in person. Okay. No, it was calling. And so, Andy, I was like, hey, let me tell you something, Edgar. I bet your. Oh, man, I said the B word.
Oh, you did? Oh, wow. Yeah. You didn't filter yourself.
Oh, no, I was hot.
You're an active player at the time?
Yes, I was.
That's fantastic. That's why I always respect Tyrone Willingham. I know he didn't do a great job coaching all that, but in his final year, he did a coaches show where they took questions live at Anthony's home port. Mm-mm. They were 0-11, and they had lost to Washington State, and they were playing Cal in the final game of the year, and they were going to lose. And I was producing the show, and he was like, we don't have to do that part if you don't want. And he was like, if fans want to show up and ask me questions, the least I can do is answer them. And I was like, wow, good for you.
Because
most people, yeah, it was awful. Because they announced that they were firing him after four, but they let him stay for the remainder of the year, which is one of the weirdest, dumbest things ever. Like, everybody quit. Like, they kept playing, but everybody quit on the season. Yeah, now he kept taking questions, though. Like a man.
I'm curious why that salary.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
You know, yesterday worked out more even with JD and Harrison getting more of the reps, and he's trending in the direction of earning more rights on the field. And, you know, a lot of credit to, first of all, Ronnie, you know, coming here in training camp, you know, being on the practice squad. Devine goes down, and to put himself in that position is hard to do.
You gotta get. I mean, the less amount 40 is on the football field, the better defense is gonna be.
Yeah, you've got to find other.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah. He's just not. Can't play at this level as far as linebacker. Sorry. I mean, he might be able to do some other things, cover kicks and all that other stuff.
He can be a special.
But
team.
He can't be at every.
He can't be your starting.
He can't be your starting. Like, he might come in if when Deion Blake got hurt. Go ahead, go in. Right. But, like, no, because this is 2 weeks of just unawareness and bad ball.
They pick on him.
Yes, yeah. It's bad ball,
they
brother.
They pick on him.
And so it's unfortunate that you don't have any more depth than that at the position. But, yeah, I mean, you can only use 36 so much in that, too.
Right. And, again, he was a practice squad guy at the beginning of the year. And
he's Ronnie's played a lot of ball.
Probably not big enough.
He's not big enough. Yeah, but Ronnie's played more ball than JD, so I will say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're in a pickle.
Yeah, at multiple places.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you're in a bad spot there with replacing Divine Diablo.
Yes.
Bergeron's not going to be able to go on Sunday, so you're in a bad spot there. Obviously, your kicker's been a bad spot all year, so you made a change there. Something happened with Storm Norton's recovery process.
Yeah, let's say he had a setback.
And you remember they activated him off the IR, so you got 21 days. And if you don't make the active roster in 21 days, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's your season.
Yeah.
So there's a chance Storm Norton's season could be on the line, which, again, is that's depth. That's the guy who was supposed to be backing up the first guy that got hurt. Well, he got hurt. Now you're on your third string over there. So, yeah, no, they're, they're already in a pickle anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're kind of screwed,
screwed
at a bunch of different spots.
Yeah, you're screwed. I like this quote from Zane Gonzalez, a new kicker, said they made sure before I came I had a passport.
Smart.
Okay, there we go. You don't want to get to TSA and be like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were.
I didn't know we had the passport.
Berlin.
Oh, I didn't. What? I didn't know that. Ross said that they're expecting Billy Bowman to practice this week.
Oh, that's good.
We talked about Zach Harrison also, And said he feels good about both of them. So hopefully both of those guys can play because they're two of your better defensive players.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach Harrison is having the best year of his career.
Yes, he is.
And really helpful on the defense.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, I mean, look, I know everybody's dealing with it. You played the 49ers on Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago, and their injury list was had $200 million on their injury list
of
guys that couldn't play, and they beat you.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You got a game on Sunday.
I know that.
Nobody gives a damn.
Yeah.
You got to get ready. This is your big work week. Obviously, they're going against the Colts. They're very good. They're good. Very good team. The quarterback is playing really, really well. They got a running back who could take it the distance on any time you care. They did a good job last year. Last week, talking about Pittsburgh of limiting his ability. We talked to Dave about, and I talk about him all the time. That damn tight end is the truth.
Tyler Warren is incredible.
He is the truth. And now they did get Sauce. Sauce missed last week for the Jets with a concussion.
Right.
And so, interesting to see where he is as far as if he plays or not. But they're a workman-like defense, man. They're working like defense, you know. And we talk – you remember, hell, as long as we've been together on this show, I've talked about that offensive line they have. Well, they're finally playing like they're supposed to play.
Yeah, they're all healthy.
Yes.
I mean, Quentin Nelson is
– him.
You know, he's him. He's the guy on the offensive line, and they just run behind him.
Yes.
Average 6 yards a carry. Those linebackers are nasty, too, though. Zaire Franklin, and I forget the –
they're
just so smart.
They like – remember Shaq? They're like, man, Shaq, I know we got this guy here. He's pretty nasty. I know you're dealing with something, all pro your first 3 years, but we got another guy to replace you. That's how good he is.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a damn animal.
So that's what you're going up against on Sunday.
Yes.
It's tough, man.
In Berlin. Berlin.
Could win.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say they should win, because I said they should have won last week, which they should have probably freaking won that damn game.
Yeah, they should have won
that damn game.
Yeah, they should have.
This is a different animal, man. It's a different animal.
Yeah, I think the Colts are better than the Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots are good, though, man.
They are.
They're a good football team. All right, Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. We'll get his thoughts on the Colts and the start that they're off to. Obviously, some Falcons thoughts from him as well, and as much otherwise from around the league as we can. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic? Wednesdays at 1:20 mean Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider and host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing today?
Outstanding.
Good. Unfortunately, another week of breaking down a Falcons loss. A different type of loss than the previous two. But I wonder from your perspective, what is a trend or some trends that you're seeing over the last couple of weeks when the Falcons have been losing?
Well, I mean, I think there's always your lack of ability to make key plays in key moments. I mean, you did that on the defensive side of the ball with a strip sack, fumble. You almost returned it for the touchdown. But, you know, those little things that we always talk about, learning how to win a football game, it just is. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that goes into being balanced, to being able to be effective, you know, not only in your run game, but your play action game, your run action, you know, like two separate types of the play pass type of stuff, the run pass type of stuff, and being able to execute all that stuff. And that comes with time on task. And frankly, you know, it's hard to do with a young quarterback. So, you know, there's just a lot of little things that they're close. And they play hard, and they're playing, you know, they're playing pretty well for the most part. It's just the little things that you got to do to clean up to be successful in the end.
Hey, State, they're going over to Berlin this weekend to take on the Colts. What is it about the Colts? I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Daniel Jones, at the beginning of the season when they decided to make him – well, when him and Richardson were battling for the starting job, but he's been the guy. But what is it making? What has been about him that has this team playing as well as they are?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. One, they're a dominant group up front. Like, they're really good offensive line-wise, and they run the ball exceptionally well. They protect really well. And in doing that, I think it takes a lot of pressure off of Daniel Jones. The other thing about Shane Steichen, their head coach, as a play caller coordinator, and I've heard this from multiple guys, he really makes it easy for the quarterback. Like, hey, man, this is what we're going to run, and here's who we're putting in conflict. And, you know, basically, if this guy plays low, throw it to the, you know, throw it behind him. If this guy plays up, throw it underneath him. And, like, a lot of, I guess, just simple kind of across-the-board reads. Hey, this is good against everything. Start here and just go from, you know, just go from left to right or right to left. And because they can protect him and because they can run it so well, all their play action stuff is incredibly successful. I just think that's a recipe for success. And Daniel Jones is, to his credit, a lot of the things he didn't do well, man, he's doing exceptionally well here in Indianapolis.
What did you think about the trade yesterday that they went out and got us? I mean, went all in and pretty much went and got Sauce Gardner.
You know, I like it. I mean, I love their coordinator, Lou Anarumo. Yes. is really good, and he's very multiple. But, you know, the value of getting a guy who can be a shutdown dude on one side of the field and how you can kick your coverage the opposite way and how you can, you know, double-team multiple guys away from the one dude that you want to run in lock. So I just, like, it's a big-time move by them. I think it's, you know, the trade deadline is really interesting because I think it's just, I think it's a lot of hype. But it's really hard to find a guy that's just going to come into your organization and be a difference maker. And, you know, nobody's trading quarterbacks. And so he's the one guy that I looked at is, hey, man, this could be a, you know, even though they're 7-2, this could be the one difference making deal out there on the table. Like, he's that good a player. So I did think that was impressive by the Colts.
Did the approach to the trade deadline by any teams surprise you, whether it was a team that's kind of unloading and planning for the future or a team that decided to sort of go out and take a big swing and tell their roster and their fans they're going all in? Was there any surprises to you yesterday?
I don't ever look at it like, hey, we're going all in, guys. Like, I just, is, you know, guys have to assimilate, guys have to fit in. Like, it's a hard thing to do, you know? And so, I mean, like I said, other than Sauce Gardner, is there anybody that's like, is Rashid Shaheed going to change anybody's future? Is Jacoby Myers going to be the guy? Is Quinnen Williams going to come and be one dude in the middle of a Dallas defense that, you know, isn't worth a score to piss? I don't think so. I mean, I don't think they're going to, you know, all of a sudden, I don't think defense or Dallas is going to play good defense. so, you know, I think there was one kind of move that you look at and go, wow, that could be a real game changer. But I just don't think that happens in the NFL with, you know, 22 different starters and all the different guys you have on your roster. I think it's hard to look at it that way. And then, you know, I see what the Jets did. Like, normally the Jets can't pick anybody who's worth, who's any good. So normally most of their first round picks fail, and then they actually hit on two first round picks, and so they got rid of them. So, like, I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. They're going to have five first round picks to screw up. So congratulations to the New York Jets. That's going to be exciting.
Hey, Stick, is Jordan Love the reason this team, the Green Bay Packers, won't win or won't contend for a Super Bowl? Because this dude, he's uber talented, but I mean, some of the bonehead throws that he makes.
It's just, it's wild, right? Because there are times when he just looks like the best quarterback in football. And then there are some decisions, you know, I still think that he is really good. He's still young, right? You know, in the world of quarterbacking. But, man, like, there are just times where he is so good. It just is more of a team thing for me. I feel like there are times when I watch them play and I'm like, that's the best team in the NFC. And then all of a sudden, they play that game they played against Carolina, or they play a game they played against Cleveland. You're like, what? Like, what's wrong? And so that lack of consistency, that lack of killer instinct when you're playing a team that's inferior to you, that's what bothers me. And that's more than just your quarterback. That's kind of a whole team perspective in my mind.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What do you make of the decision that the Cardinals announced yesterday, going to Jacoby Brissett at quarterback and putting Kyler Murray and $100 million on the bench?
I think it's the right decision. You're just not going to win with Kyler Murray. You're going to make SportsCenter highlights. Like, that's a SportsCenter highlight. SportsCenter highlights don't win football games. They win highlight shows. And ultimately, you got to learn how to play boring. You got to learn how to orchestrate an offense. And, you look at Jacoby Brissett, and I don't think he's the answer. He's certainly not the answer in the future. But you look at Jacoby Brissett, and that offense functions better with him playing quarterback. All of a sudden, Marvin Harrison is they have found Marvin Harrison again. Their offense is just better. McBride, everybody is better with Jacoby Brissett running the show. And so, I look at that and I think to myself, that's the way it's supposed to look. And he gives you the best opportunity to win. I think the biggest thing that you discovered, the biggest thing that you have found making that move is that, Kyler Murray is no longer in your future. He's no longer part of your plans, and you're going to move on. And I'm not saying that Jacoby Brissett is going to be the future quarterback. He's not. But at least you figured it out, right? At least you're not going to kick the can for another year or two down the road and then go, wow, you know what? We just can't win with a guy who just insists on playing off schedule 60% of the time. NFL games aren't won that way.
Yeah. Last one for me, Stig, and I wanted to get your thought process on the debacle in Cincinnati, one, because of the game itself, but what the players were saying in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati's a train wreck. And so, I mean, it's just a bad organization. And, I've always felt like the biggest thing for me is with them is, I mean, we're going to put our quarterback in, shotgun 96% of the time. And, we're going to limit the run game. And like, we're going to rely on throwing the football. And that's all we really do. And, we're trying to throw it all over the place. We're going to put our defense in harm's way at all times. It would irritate me as a player. So they're a mess. And it just doesn't surprise me.
Mark, we appreciate the time, as always.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Be well.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Again, the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or on the Odyssey app as well,
Hank,
which is free to download.
Hank just said to us, y'all get to the – when y'all get off, head to the airport and let's go to Berlin. Hank, you paying?
Yeah, you got it, Hank.
You got it?
Also, I mean, who's going to get my kids to school tomorrow? You know?
Oh, yeah. It's not that, because my wife would be like, can I go? That's exactly why.
Or can they come?
I know. That's what my lady was like. Can I come? Can me and the kids come?
Yeah, I don't have a passport. Dang it.
Damn, Andy.
You can go. You go.
I'm not going without you.
I'll hold it down.
Yeah, I'm not going without you.
I would, genuinely... If they're in Germany again, because I think they will be, because that, the Falcons, I don't know, they assigned different, right. Whatever. I would really love to go. I would love to go to Berlin. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, it's been 30 years since I've been, but it was fun when I was there.
You were allowed?
Huh?
You're allowed?
Yeah, man. All that stuff got worked out.
All right, we're good?
Yeah, all that stuff got worked out. my passport won't get flagged.
Yeah, no, seriously, that'd be really fun.
Yeah, all that stuff got worked
really out. Fun to do a show in Germany. All right, we'll come back. We will answer all of your questions next. All you got to do is call in and get on hold. 404-726-0929, the AMA to wrap the show up after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Thanks again to Mark Schlereth for hanging out with us on Wednesdays, as he always does, our Odyssey NFL insider, and for Dave Archer back in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Always fun talking football with those guys. Three people on hold means we have three phone lines available at 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on and ask us a question. We'll start with Shane in College Park. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on? Appreciate taking my call. I got three things. For one, it's James, not Shane.
Oh, all right, James. Sorry.
That's cool.
Is that part of the three things?
That's number one.
That was part of the three things. That was the first one. But the second two, I don't know if y'all talked about it because I joined the show kind of late today, but it's been an ongoing thing. 21, I think he the corner. I don't know what Brubby doing out there, but he needs to go. And then the guy, he the only guy with the soft helmet. Is that the guy y'all been talking about all day?
Yes.
Just getting picked on. Thank y'all for taking my call. Wish y'all the best.
All right, bro.
Thank you, James.
Yes, the soft helmet.
The dude with the soft helmet's having a rough time.
Yes, he is. And it makes it even worse that he has that damn thing on his helmet.
Just makes it a lot more noticeable.
I get it.
A lot more noticeable.
People want you to – fine. I appreciate people who take their health seriously. I would be fine every single game if they made us wear another same thing.
Yeah.
It's the ugliest freaking thing in the world.
It's not good. I said it last week.
And
safety's not worth that much.
And for you to be jacking up the game the way you do – wearing that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Maybe he'd move faster if he didn't have that.
I don't know.
Mike Hughes is the corner that he's talking about. Yeah.
What about him?
He struggles sometimes.
Yeah. No. Yeah, because, I mean, Mike can play, but he's not, I mean, he's not a first-round pick like he was.
He was a first-round pick, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the Minnesota Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I think Dee Alford's had a pretty good year.
Dee Alford's playing
though.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Dee Alford's actually playing
It sounds
good.
Like Billy Bowman might be back on Sunday.
Which would be a big deal.
That'd be very good.
Which would be a big deal.
All right.
The soft helmet.
Yeah. What do they call it? The Guardian cap?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Yeah, man. It's Vince, that shut down corner. Also the king of what the hell are you thinking? Hey, public service announcement. Those group texts don't even reply. Because you're going to wind up hurting somebody's feelings. Or like I did one time, I replied to, and it turned out to be the team mom for my kids' team, who happened to be the wife of the police chief.
Oh, no.
Man,
no.
I ended
do,
up buying, just replied.
What'd you say?
I can't even recall. It was something stupid, though.
Okay.
Believe that. I ended up buying snacks for the rest of the year. If y'all ever, win against her, man, was don't press 10 and said something stupid.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. But no, you know what? It's been a while. But like group chats, like our family group chat's going off now because my uncle, who was stuck in Jamaica, is since last week, finally got home last night. So that's what the whole, but it's been funny because they've been making, because this is my Uncle Greg, so he has a good shit here. Everybody's making fun with one of them. His son had put him, he said he'd been gone so long, so he photoshopped dreads on him and everything. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
That's
but,
great.
But yeah, group, I just, the thing with the group chat is this, is like, there's always somebody who's always active in the group chat. Like, our family group chat, it's usually my aunts and uncles that get there. us, the cousins, the nephews, we'll jump in every now
and
then.
How many people are in that one?
12.
That's maybe, a pretty
maybe
big
more,
one.
Maybe more.
That's pretty big.
Maybe, it's probably more.
That's a lot.
But, you know, but not everybody responds all
that's
the time.
One, though, like, if you put your phone down and mm-hmm. you're not aware and you pick your phone up, you might have 37 text
yes,
messages.
And that's why their message is on the Do Not Disturb part.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, okay. yes. But yep. That's the only one I have on Do Not Disturb. Y'all's, it's like I said, our group chat is not as bad. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad. So I can deal with that.
But, yeah, it's pretty rare, and it usually is only relevant
but
stuff.
It's more or less, it's the heart, the question mark, the hearts, that's what sets off.
Oh, right, because those all count.
Yeah,
as
those
all
kind of as things, so you're like, yeah. Damn, it's 20 damn hearts.
I know.
Yeah.
I think our show group chat is, like, to your point, Randy, probably the only one I don't have hide alerts.
Yeah.
Okay. I only have one group chat where I hide the alerts, but...
You don't want to say it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, like, I ain't scared.
Pretty good chance.
Yeah, I ain't scared. I'm not scared. It's not saying I disrespect. It's just that it just goes off too much.
I'm not scared. I just don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
You know, it's not hurt anybody's feelings.
They might. You don't know. Yeah, people's feelings are true. Made of different
That is
stuff.
True.
Not everybody's born hard.
Yeah, that is true.
Some people's nickname is Fluff.
Fluff.
Latif is in Atlanta. Hey, Latif.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, Andy, my ears is ringing Sunday, so I appreciate y'all switching it up this Sunday. You and Joe,
Patrick,
that was awesome.
Yep.
Joe picked
them
to lose. I got a question for both you guys. My question for Randy is this, since the Falcons fans have such love-hate or hate-hate relationship with Raheem Morris, who would be an ideal replacement from your perspective? And Andy, with the Hawks being without Trae Young, they look pretty good the last couple games. Do you think it would be a plus for him to be out? I know it's not necessarily a positive, but do you think something could be learned from his absence for the next month?
Thanks,
I really
Latif.
Do appreciate y'all taking my call.
All right, my man. Appreciate it.
I definitely think they can learn a lot with Trae being out because they didn't know who the backup point guard really was going to be.
Right.
And I think Nikhil Alexander-Walker's doing a good job. He turns the ball over a lot. Like, he's really not a
point guard.
A true point guard, but he's done a nice job. I mean, one thing, they're not better without Trae, but they will be better at defense without Trae.
Yes.
Because their starting five is now – guys that defend.
Yeah.
And you could see that last night. They played some good defense last night.
Yeah. It's crazy because maybe a couple of days ago, I was saying to myself, if this thing goes wrong for the Falcons and it starts with the head coach, I'm not going to mention nobody. Whoever they get right. Whoever can get it right.
Yeah.
Remember, I hate that. I want this guy. I want that guy. Why? I remember when people wanted Billy Slowich. He couldn't make it the first year out of the damn
Bobby Slowich.
Whatever. Yeah. See,
but that's a perfect,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, everybody wanted this guy. Everybody wanted that guy. Why? Why do you want him?
Exactly. Well, so, you know why.
No, I don't know.
Because somebody on TV said
yeah, so good. I'm not this year. If it goes wrong, don't ask Randy who he thinks. Because I want the person who gets it right.
Yeah, well, and they've also, you know, they've also done it a few different ways. The problem is they've done it a lot recently.
Yes.
So, you know, you took the hot coordinator.
Yes.
It went pretty good till it didn't with Dan Quinn.
Yep.
You took the hot coordinator. It didn't go good. This is a guy who everybody loves and had experience.
Yes.
So one thing they've never done is hired a guy with a ton of head coaching experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then everybody calls him a retread.
Yep.
But that's just a mean way of saying he has experience. I don't know. Here's what I hope. I hope we don't have to do that.
And that's more important.
I hope they win a whole bunch of football games.
That means they righted the ship.
But every week, they're making it harder to ride
it.
Man. It's going to be a, hopefully they win Sunday. Richard is in Kennesaw. Hey, Richard.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Quick question. This is unrelated to anything else y'all talking about.
Okay.
I just thought of this one day. All right, which former running back does the best on the current version of their team? We got prime Adrian Peterson with the Vikings.
Okay.
Prime Le'Veon Bell with the Steelers.
Okay.
Prime Matt Forte with the Bears.
Very good.
Or prime Chris Johnson, CJ2K
okay.
on the Titans. I'll hang up and listen.
All right.
Who does the best job? Oh, Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
He's better than all of them.
Yeah. And that team's pretty good.
That team's pretty good. Yeah, those other guys are great.
Yeah, those guys are really
those
good
guys are good. AP's in the running for the best running back of all time.
Yeah, he's on the top shelf. Barry Sanders. Walter Payton.
Yeah,
and those guys.
That's AP.
Yeah.
Those other dudes great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking that away from none of them.
No, those guys are all
awesome
players.
And Adrian Peterson.
Nope.
Yeah.
You're right. Like,
they tried to shape it with, like, considering what they try and do on offense. Yeah. None of that
fitting
matters.
Into their scheme.
Yeah.
No, you just hand it to him.
You hand it to him and just let him go.
Remember his freshman year at Oklahoma?
Yes.
When it was like, who's this grown up?
Yes.
Running over everybody.
Yeah. I saw his first carry. We played him his first game in Minnesota, first preseason game. And then he came in like the third. That's when they had Chester. I think Chester was there. So Chester, they ran.
Oh, yeah, Chester Taylor?
Chester Taylor.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
And they gave him the ball, Andy. And from the crowd when he got the damn ball. It was the first preseason game in Minnesota. And it was a 9-yard run. But everybody was like.
Yeah, but it was a special 9.
It was a special 9 yards.
I don't remember. You guys might know better than me. When he was going into college. Because I wasn't really, like, following recruiting or
me
anything
neither.
At the time. Like, did everybody know that's what was about to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. All I know, he's a Texas kid that went to Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
He kind of tells the story, like, did Mac Brown not want him? I don't know. That could not have been possible.
Can you imagine what his high school tape was like?
Am I thinking of the wrong player? Didn't he want him to play on defense?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I think he wanted him to play like linebacker or something.
What a fumble.
Or safety, whatever it was. I could be thinking of the wrong player.
Okay.
I'm almost positive he wanted him to play defense.
Okay, well, that would – all right.
You guys see Derrick Henry's high school rushing records potential?
Yes.
You see who could break it?
Oh, somebody's close on Derrick Henry's high school records?
I mean, close is – he needs just over 1,100 yards in 4 games.
Who is it?
It's just this cat in Indiana. It's just a guy.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
He's not like, okay, he just plays in a bad league or something like that?
He ran as a freshman, and
you said that like it was going to be somebody's son.
I thought you were going to tell us it was somebody's son
or
something.
Son or something that we should
or know. It was like your cousin.
No. It's just a guy.
Jimmy Gordon.
Look, you can look it up. You can see.
James. Yeah.
All right.
James Gordon.
Brandon is on 285. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
It's a rare chance for me to get to call in. I'm in Atlanta for the first time. I live down near Randy's old stomping ground down near Montezuma. So,
oh, man. Right outside.
On the Odyssey app. I'm sorry?
I said you live right around the corner. Montezuma, Fort Valley, right around the corner.
Right around the corner. But my question, I got one for each of y'all. Randy, either in your college days or NFL, I've been getting a lot of these big man gets the ball videos on TikTok. Were you ever on the field when a big man got the ball and got to make a play that just excited y'all like those do? And Andy, were you ever at a bar when your friend was able to pull something that he shouldn't have been able to pull, but he did? And that's my question. I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
No, I was on the end. Oh, well, I was on the opposite team when it happened, that Vince Wolfork thing. When Vince caught the interception and was running, well, we were on, like, I was with the Chargers when that happened, and we're chasing his ass. And Mike Tolbert's trying to knock the ball. I'm like, tackle him. Tackle him. Now, we were like, because you're running, you're chasing afterwards because, you know, it's a change of possession. So I'm running. I'm like, somebody get his ass down. Mike. And then, that was the funniest thing because Gillette, rough.
I bet. Vince is the biggest man.
Yes. Like. But now, he was done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was done for the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah. He was toast.
Oh, he was gassed.
I mean, you know, my buddies have gotten lucky a time or two.
You're like, but they never were like, damn.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I think we've all done that. But the time it's like, wow, well done. But the thing, the one that comes to mind, I don't know why, that's not really what the question was, but we were in Vancouver one time and my buddy got duped.
Yep.
And
check the Adam's apple.
It was, nobody could tell. Nobody knew.
Dude.
Everybody was like, all right, great. Good for you. And then he came back a couple hours later. Maybe an hour later.
Y'all weren't paying attention. That's why.
Well, I wasn't. I was talking to other people.
Jawline, Adam's apple, and knuckles.
It was a convincing performance. But yeah, that was a funny return to the group. He walked in like he had seen a ghost. And we were like, how'd it go? Not well. So that really wasn't the question, but at least I got to tell that story. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy, Sports Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I wish I could say what he said,
but I can't say what he said. You told me. Andy said it's agreed off. Yeah, I don't know what that meant, but he said it's agreed off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you've been real weird with this new phrase that you even said three times this week.
What?
Everything is saucy.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike Conti was...
Yeah. You've been real...
He got saucy in my mind.
Yeah, you've been real leading with saucy lately.
Sauce Gardner.
Yeah. Real saucy.
Falcons might play him on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who knows? Randy's a low-key knight.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, Sir Randy is a low-key knight.
And Desmond Bain is a dirty, rotten player.
Dirty, rotten player!
Your weekly PSA for the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Don't get out there in the cold with your joints out, because you might get that pneumonia.
Gotta get that pneumonia in you.
And keep your eyes peeled for the Midday Cruise.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
could you see Abe on there slathered down in sunblock?
Well, he'd be the cruise director.
You think I wear sunblock?
Ugh.
Ugh.
It's a good image.
Everyone have
a good image.
Great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.